Today's shir is Masech Teshuvos Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Itmar Abaye Amar Mishmei Rav Chiya Barav. Abaye taught us in the name of Rav Chiya Barav that if somebody had relations with his wife, and while they were having the relations, his wife notified him that I am a nida. And he did not wait until the kishui should subside, but rather he immediately exited her. The halach is that person is chayiv shtayim. If this was done by shogig, he'll be chayiv two chatas. We can amar Rava, amar Shmuel, b'ashva, amar Avchuna, chayiv shtayim, chada knisa, one for the act of bia, chada prisha, and one for the way he ended the act of the Biyah. So, says the Gemara, Havi Bei Rava. Rava tried to understand this situation. What is the situation, Bamai? Where do we have, or what is the situation that he'll be chayiv for these two? Ilema Samech Levesta. The Torah, Hadosha, as we're going to learn extensively in our shiur today, teaches us, Le'zatim espnei Yisrael mitumasam. Klal Yisrael are required to separate from their wives when they have a veset. The definition of a veset is the time when a woman is expecting her period. Machlokes Rishonim, if this Isser is an Isser Daraisa, and the other Rishonim that hold Vestas Daraisa, or the as we're going to see, or machloikis, or some hold vestas the rabbonim. When we speak about that, the way as we're going to discuss is regarding did a woman's veset, did the woman's time that she expected to see dam pass, do we assume that she already saw the dam or not? However, regarding the time not having bia, of course, the question that we just mentioned is relevant. Would she be tamei? Do we assume that the period came? And if we assume that the period came, that she's certainly already a nida and she's tamei or not? But regarding having bia, that some rishonim say everybody will agree that she's not allowed to be under those circumstances, or that those that suggest that even then, until we know for certain, the Isra of having be under those circumstances is only an Isra derabbanan. But again, there certainly is a halacha vestis. And the halacha vestis certainly teaches us that a woman under those situations may not have bia. So now in analyzing what is happening here, Havi Bei Rabba. Rabba wanted to understand, but this that we just started the shia saying, that if a person could end up having two chiyuv chatas for having relationship under these circumstances, the Gemara is trying to understand exactly what is meant with this. Ilema, Samech Levesta, if we'll say that he had relations with her when her time, her period was expected, Uberman. And now we ask a further question. Exactly, who is this individual that we are talking about? Ilam v'tamat chachim, if we're speaking about a tamat chachim, who knows the halacha, and obviously then knows the halacha that we're not allowed to have relations with a wife at such a time. So bishlam haknis l'chayiv, so he'll still be considered a shagig, even though he was aware that under these circumstances, he's not supposed to have bia with her, because his assumption was, Kesavar, he was under the assumption that he could have bia, and he could do it before she becomes tamei. So the simple pshat is the way Rashi learns that the period was that she was expecting, she's assuming that her period. The assumption is that her period will be coming at a certain time, and he will have the opportunity to be able not to to have the bia and complete the bia before that will happen. The Miri says a little different pshat. The Miri says that this is a woman who the bia is what causes her to get a period. And because the bia causes her to get a period, but he's concerned, he's convinced that he can have bia with her without, in a way that it won't cause her to get a period. And therefore, and what happened was, but that's not what happened, and she did get her period. But because he made this mistake, the halach is that he's considered a shogeg. But the question is, al aprisha lo mechayev, if this is an individual who is saying is a Talmud Chacham. And a Talmud Chacham has to know that he's not allowed to have relations. He's not, when, if something like this happened, that Rachman son, she became a nida during the bia. You have to wait until it subsides. So then the fact that he didn't do so, and he right away exited, so the halacha should be that he's chayiv, he should be considered amazed. Why do we say he's going to be chayiv to kam chattis? Which of course, when we say a person's chayiv to kam chattis, it means that he did both averes b'shogeg. Yes, the way we just described, the bia could be considered a act of shogeg, but the parisha is an act of mesed. And if, on the other hand, we're speaking, as the Gemara about an Amma Oritz, that doesn't know the halacha, and therefore, A, he doesn't know the halacha, that when a woman has a veset, when a woman is expecting a period, she's not, they're not supposed to have bia. And if he also doesn't know the halacha, that if during the act of bia, she becomes tamei, he has to wait on the ki, until the kishi subsides. If that's the case, so then edi v'edi, the two averus that he did here should be considered like a situation of somebody who ate ochel shnei zeisim chelav v'helem echad, that somebody ate two kezeisim of chelav within one act of forgetting that he's chayiv karm chattis, that the loch is that he's only chayiv one karm chattis. And here too, since both, in other words, as we're going to learn, and we've learned so many times in our Masechta already, is that in order to be chayiv two separate karm chattis, you have to have something that separates the two acts. Typically, what the Gemara calls the separation of the two acts, the Gemara calls it an act of, the Gemara calls it yediyah, that you became aware of what you did during that would separate those two acts. But here, there was no such a situation that there should be anything that should separate the two acts. If there's nothing that should separate the two acts, the Gemara's question is, so then it should be considered one act. And if it's one act, they're both related to having relations with a nida, she should only be chayiv one kam chatas. Ella, b'she'en tzomach levesta. So we're going to have to explain, says the Gemara. We're speaking here about a woman that the relations that took place when she's not expecting a period. So again, ask the Gemara b'man, what type of individual are we speaking about? Ilema, if we're going to say we're speaking about Talmud Chacham, that the individual is a Talmud Chacham, so under those case situation, loy chadar loy mechayiv, he shouldn't be chayiv any kar mechatas. And here too the Gemara analyzes. A knisa, he's the act of bia, he shouldn't be chayiv on, because honest, she's not expecting a period. There's no reason in the world why he shouldn't be allowed to have bia under these circumstances. And unfortunately, something happened that she became a nida. What should he have done? As Rabbeinu Chananel actually emphasizes, he says, if this would be a concern, then it'll turn out that a husband and wife can never have relations, because there's always going to be a concern. Who knows what's going to happen? Vaprisha, and on the other hand, that unfortunately she became a nida during the act of bia, and that he didn't wait. So for that, if that's the case, so then he's amazed, because he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows he's supposed to wait. Viba Amaretz, if on the other hand we're talking about Amaretz, Chodin Mechayev, a prisha. He should only be chayiv one chatas. He should be chayiv a chatas for the prisha because he should not have, he should have not exited with the kishui. But again, the fact that he had bia, he didn't do anything wrong because it wasn't at a time of a veset that there's an expectation that she'll get a period. So the Gemara began that they're going to be chayiv two karmen chatas. Why would it be two? It would only be one, max. Hadam Rava. And then Rava retracted, and he says, L'oilam b'samach l'vesta. We're speaking that the bia was done at the time when she's expecting a period. And we're also speaking about a tamid chacham. So we asked, when the Gemara attempted to explain this way, why is he chayiv two chatas? Yes, we explained why he's chayiv a chatas on the knisa, because he thought that he could successfully do the bia without a problem, and that's why he's a shayig. But the prisha, why is he not considered tamid chacham? Answers the Gemara, we're speaking about an individual who's a tamid chacham azu, vein tamid chacham azu. He knows that some chavest, he's not allowed to have relations with his wife. Again, he did this here, b'shagig, assuming that he could do it without causing any situation. And that's not what happened. So that is a shagig. And the halacha that we're learning in our shir, which is really the subject of our shir, is that he's, because he should have waited until the kishi subsided, that halacha he actually wasn't aware of. And because he doesn't know that halacha, that's why he's not going to be chayif. The question, interesting question, that the sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses. It says, somebody spent a lot of money to buy a hopefully perfect pair of tefillin. And then, from a very Choshev Sefer, Talmud Chacham, Yerushmayim. And then, afterwards, it was discovered that the Sefer at this point is not acting the way a person is supposed to act in his religious observance. And the question is, what does that say regarding the tefillin, that when he wrote the tefillin, what was his status? Because if it says that that was the way he was when the tefillin were written, he doesn't want to wear that tefillin. And the truth is, the Paiskim have a machlokes. The halacha speaks often about a mumer. A mumer is a person, as the name implies, who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch, who rebelled against the way one is supposed to act. And there too, the question that comes up when we speak about a mumer is, we've seen individuals in a mumer, what is the assumption? That he only became a mumer from now on, or he was a mumer from before? The opinion of the Marshal and the Shach is that every person has a cheskes kashrus, and if we saw that he was acting appropriately, we assumed that he was fine until we see that something changed. The Taz Tfer Shvar say, Mafrehun of Sal, that we have to be concerned that this happened previously. And the Prima Godim says that when there's a question regarding a deraisa, we should follow the opinion of the Taz and the Shach by the Rabbanon. The Taz and the Tfu Ashor, by the Rabbanon, we could follow the opinion of the Mashal and the Shach. Rabbi Yoshev, however, says that we never have to worry and we always could be lenient. He says that, for example, there's a question where we find a mikveh is possible. The question is, when do we have to be concerned from when the mikveh became possible and the people who use that mikveh are not tahor? Or if we see a knife that's used to shecht an animal, and the question is, from when did the knife, that we see the knife now is not a good knife for shechting? From when do we have to be concerned when that happened? However, when we speak about a person, we could always assume that a person is good until we see that he's not good. However, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis Oitzer speaks about our Gemara. Our Gemara speaks about a case that a person, Talmud Chacham, had relations with his wife at the time of a vessel when she's supposed to get a period. And then, at the end, she became a nida, The halacha is that since he assumed, we kept on saying in our shir, that he could do bia with her without her before she becomes a nida. The halacha is that he's considered a shagig. So why is he considered a shagig? Because the halacha is that the reason that she's a shagig, and we're not considered that he's amazed, that because he had a fair excuse, he had a fair assumption that he could do the spia without anything happening. It seems that if he didn't have that fair excuse, then he would be considered amazed, not just a shagig. And we don't just assume that he's automatically a shagig, and the same would be here. The Chabina Rav says that the raya is not a good raya. He says, because here he did something wrong. Since he did something wrong, then we have to assume that he's not doing the right thing unless he has a fair excuse. Whereas the person who we saw when he wrote the tefillin was a fine person, and the question is that later his situation changed, that has no bearing on what happened previously, and we would not have to in any way disqualify him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava v'Tavaya Taninu. The two halachas that we've been speaking, that Yechayev Chatas twice, has been taught previously in Mishnayis. Knisa Tanina, the halacha of Knisa has been taught, and Prisha Tanina, and the halacha about exiting has been taught. And Mar explains itself. Prisha Tanina, the Tani, Hay Misham Shmatai Ravamalayin at Macy, if somebody was having relations with his wife, who's not a nida, and she informs him that I became Tamei Upirish Miyad, and immediately stops, Chayiv. Then, because you have to wait. If you didn't wait, you Chayiv Chattis. Knisa Tanina, the Mishnah Masech, the Nida Daf Yudal Ramanav teaches us. If a man and a woman examine themselves right after the Bia by checking on a piece of material, if there's dam on a piece of material, V'nimtza Al Shaloi, that, and then there's dam that's found on that piece of material that he used to examine himself, Tameim. They're both considered Tamei. They're both considered Tamei Nida. Because the halach is that not only is a woman who becomes a Nida, a woman who becomes a Nida is Tamei, but even the man who has relations with a woman who's a Nida becomes Tamei. As the Torah Kedosha says, from Shakav Yishkav Ish, Oisa, Vatin Nidasa Olav, Vatamei Shivas Yomim. That the halach is that they both are Tamei. The Nimtza al Shaloi Tameim, they both have Tumas Mida. My Lav, the Chayv and the Chayv Karbin, they have to bring Karbin Chattis for having Bia when she was a Nida. My Lav, isn't that Mishnah speaking about a case of Samach Levesta, that they had relations when she was assumed to be getting a period? The Knisa and his Chayiv for having Bia under those circumstances. The way we have to explain the reason we have to explain the Mishnah that way, because if it wasn't a Veset and they had Bia, so there is no reason to be Machmer on either of them. They didn't do anything wrong. They had Bia not in a time where it was expected that she would be a Nida. And unfortunately, she became a Nida. That is not considered even Shogi. The question that the Mefarshim ask is that we're learning that he's Chayv Kamachat for the Prisha, and he separated himself from her when she notified him without waiting. So we can understand that he is Chayiv because he should have waited. But what did the woman do that she should also be Chayiv? He was the one that didn't wait. What did she do wrong that she should also be Chayiv Karmachatis? So the Noida Behud explains that what happened was that not only did she notify him that she became Tamei, but she also told him, leave. And since she wanted him to leave, that's why he's going to be Chayiv. That that makes it into a maisa, a very big chiddush. Others say that what happened was that she helped him separate, and therefore he's chayiv. But then there's another suggestion in the Mefarshim how to view this halacha, and we'll examine it more. And that is that when we speak about the aveira of having relations with a nida, it's different than maybe other aveiras. The way to look at that aveira, the way to analyze that aveira, is that the aveira is the hanah. The aveira is the pleasure of doing that act, and that pleasure is there for her as for him. And therefore, even though she did not actively do the aveira, but that the fact that she had hanah from this act is enough to make a chai v'chal mechatas. Amalei Rav Adabar Masnam Rava. So we just use this Mishnah Masechta Nida as a raya that if somebody has relations with his wife in such a situation, that he'll be chayiv chatas if she becomes a nida for having relations when she was a nida. It says Rav Adabar Masnam Rava, that Mishnah is not necessarily a raya. Loilam Eimalach, they had relations when she was not expecting a period. A prisha will chayiv, because again, as we just learned, he should have waited. Why do we have to even teach us that halacha? The halacha is taught in our Mishnah. We just learned in our Mishnah. That if the dam was found on her cloth, Tamein b'sofik. Then the tami b'sofik with a turim and a carbon. Then in that case, they're only tami b'sofik, because in that case, maybe she was not tami during the time of the bia. By the way, nimtzal shalah, to teach us there's a difference between when it's found on her piece of material versus his piece of material. Tani namtzal shalai. But that's the main point of that Mishnah. It says the Gemara Amalei Ravina Ravada Mimetz Slok Ma'hi B'Shalos Samach Lavista. How can we explain that Mishnah is speaking about a case where the relations when it wasn't expected to be a nida, the prisha, and to teach the halacha that we're learning that if he does prisha with kishui, he's chayiv for nimtzak tani. The Mishnah used the word nimtza, and doesn't the word nimtza mean lebasach mashma, that it was found after the bia, and not that she became a nida during the act of bia. Via prisha, if we're going to be speaking about the act of prisha here, then mikariki parishla, when he's already separated from her, that's when the aveira took place. Mikar avalidia, not later. Amalei Rava tzayis may dekamer Ravach. So Rava said to Rav Ada, listen to what your Rebbe Ravina said, because the Mishnah now, clearly, in Masechta Nida, cannot be focused on the Prisha. So Rav Ada says, Hechi Matzis, how could you say that Mishnah is saying that Yechayiv for the act of Bia, the Tanya Lo, the Braisa, that explains that Mishnah, says, Zui Mitzvah Seish V'Nida, Shechayiv Lo, that Yechayiv for this Mitzvah Sasei. This is a mitzvah loisa say. The mitzvah loisa say is not to go out b'kishui. So why is the wording mitzvah say used? Amalei ita say to Nisa, if that b'raisa is a correct b'raisa, chas of a tanoi hachi, you have to amend it. Zu, having be a he mitzvah loisa say shemanida shechayvela. And then, ha'im sham shvatoi v'amot t'meisi u'pir shmiyat chayiv. And that's going to be the mitzvah and the aseishim and nida that chayiv alof. Amamar, so we've been learning, pirish miyad, if he separates himself immediately, he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara, so what should a person do if he is in such a situation while during the act of bia she becomes a nida? What should he do? Amar avhuna b'shmei d'rava, nos etzbet zbenah b'karko, he should put his 10 fingers on the ground, they add shiyamas until the aver subsides, the tuve, and that's what's considered doing the right thing. And as the Rishonim explain, he should sit there, he should stay there quietly until it subsides. The Rishonim also say that what does the Gemara mean by doing this? Two different pshatim that I saw. One pshat is that it's not necessarily easy physically to do this, and because he's going to be under physical exertion, that will cause the aver to subside. The other pshat that I saw is that he should be thinking as he's sitting there, laying there quietly, that look what happened to me, that I had relations with a wife with a nida, who's a nida, and that recognition will cause him to that he will not have that the aver will subside. Another pshat is that by sitting quietly and not moving, there's no hana. And what we're learning throughout our shir is that we want to avoid the hana. This is the way to avoid the hana. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zaisameris, the Mishnah that keeps on telling us that we should wait until the aver subsides, from here we seemingly learn the Mishamish Meis Barayis, that if you have relations when your aver is in that status, Potter, it's not considered having relations. Because Isak Adat Chayiv, if we're going to say that it's considered as if you did have relations, Hachamai Tama Potter, why would you be Potter? Even you didn't accomplish anything. Mishum da Onasu. What are you going to say? The reason you're Potter is because it was something here that happened beyond your control, that the woman became a Nida. I Unasu. So if that's the line of reasoning, that what happened here was beyond your control, so then kipirish miyad nami nifter. So even if he immediately stops the act, even if he stops and goes out immediately, we should not make him chayiv because onesu. And the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. If we're going to say that having relations with Eva Mace is potter, so we understand why we want to wait for an Eva Mace. But if we're going to say that it doesn't make a difference, and even with an Eva Meis Yechayiv, so wouldn't it make sense to do it? Wouldn't it make sense to try to immediately start, end the act of Bia versus continuing the act of Bia and waiting for the Eva to be Meis? Amal Abaya. So Abaya says, Loilam Eimalach. So if that's the case, why wait? So if they ask the Gemara, if the whole explanation here is based that he's an honest, so then even if he separated when he had an Eiver Chai, it should not make a difference. Says the Gemara, as we keep on repeating in our shir, that the main issue of the Isser here is having Hanoah. And since the main Isser here is having the Hanoah, you have to do everything to separate, to do it in a way of less Hanoah, even though technically there might not be a difference. Interesting Shiloh that the Paiskim discuss is Chas V'Shalom, somebody has to drink or eat on Yom Kippur. What Allah is, if somebody's in such a situation, of course he should eat or drink. The question is, should he drink plain water, or may he drink something, soda or a beverage that he enjoys, because he's allowed to drink? Here we're learning in our Gemara that even though he's supposed to separate, the Gemara just taught us, and even though the Gemara is at this point teaching us that Mishamish Meis, having relations with a woman under such circumstances is not considered an act, is not different, is considered an act of bia. Anyway, still the halacha is he should wait. And the reason that he should wait is because we want him to have the least hanoah possibly. So if we see now that the halacha calls for a concept of trying to have the least hanoah possible, perhaps we should say the same by the person who has to eat, drink on Yom Kippur, he should eat or drink in a way with the least hanoah. But the Paiskim, based on what we've been learning in our shir, say it's not necessarily the same.
And the reason it's not necessarily the same is because in our shiurim, we've been learning that the aveira of having relations with a nida is the hana. So since that is the main point of the aveira, so we want you to do the aveira in a fashion that represents the least hana. But that has nothing to do, that is not necessarily the aveira of Yom Kippur. The aveira of eating on Yom Kippur is not directly related to the hana. And once the halacha allows you to eat, given the circumstances, maybe the halacha will be that you could eat, even you could drink even the soda. So now that we've identified that when somebody does bia under these circumstances, he should try to do the bia, and he should try to stop the bia in a way that represents the least hanob. So here again, mitzinu aruch v'ktzar benida, that just like we spoke the other day about somebody who became tamei when he's in the Beis Hamikdash, he should leave the Beis Hamikdash b'ktzara in the shortest way possible. Here too, if somebody became, if a woman became a nida, they should also separate themselves in a slower way than a quicker way. V'anan b'mikdash tanan. But as the Gemara, when we learned the El Shurim, we learned that when the halacha differentiates between Aruch and Ketzara, it's halacha regarding somebody becoming tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, not in Hilchas Nida. Says the Gemara, the reason why it's not the same is because it works just the opposite way. Mishum de Leidami. Aruch de Ha'cha, Ketzara de Hasam. Aruch de Hasam, Ketzara de Ha'cha. Over here, what we're supposed to do is wait. Wait until the aver subsides, which is arucha, which will take longer, and then separate from your wife. Over there, as we learned, when somebody becomes tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to go out b'ktzara. He's supposed to go out as quickly as possible. And therefore, it's not the same. Masla Brei Rav Nosson, Umiyam Abaya Anasu. So we've been saying that having relations with an Eva Mace may be usur, but there's no other option because he's honest. Alma, the Shloi Samach Levesta Kaminin, says the Mara, if that's the way we're learning, it must be, if we're calling him an honest, it must be because they had Bia at a time when she wasn't expecting a period. Ask the Gemara, Abaye the Amar, Chayv Shtayim, we started the Shia today, and Abaye said that you're going to be chayv on the Knesset. And the way the Gemara explained why, because Abaye said it's Samach Levesta. It's speaking about a time where she's expecting a period. So how can we say, how can we call a person an onus if he had relations with his wife when she was supposed to have a vessel when she was expecting a period? He's not an onus. He shouldn't have done it. Kitma Abaye, says the Gemara, what Abaye said, the chayv shtayim, the Gemara retracts from everything. The Gemara says the Abaye statement that you could be chayiv shtayim is ba'alma itma. It's speaking about a person who has relations with his wife when she's expecting a period, and there's a potential, as we discussed extensively at the beginning of this year, that he can end up with two chayiv chatas. But our Mishnah, it could be speaking about an eva meis. Ba'minei Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yosef ben Kunya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Kunya. How do we know that one is not allowed to have relations with a wife when she's a nida? Says the Gemara, Shokol kala pasuk bei. He picked up a piece of earth and threw it at him. And said to him, Ashar labayal nida? That you're asking that kind of a question? The Torah HaKadosh says, Elisha benidas tomasa leisikrav. Elo, Ashar l'mashamish min tahira. The case, he wants to know, where do we know the halacha that we've been speaking about in our shir? Azar l'msham shmetayra. If somebody's having relations with his wife when she's tahar, v'amalei nesi, and then in the middle of the bia, she informs him that she became tamei. How do we know the loy nifesh miyad? As we've been learning in our shiurim, they should not stop right away, but rather wait until the aver subside. For that, the Gemara wanted to know menolon. From where do we know that halacha? Our Gemara is teaching us, and a very important element of the shur that we've been learning is that the halacha is that a person has to be most concerned about not having relations with his wife that's a nida. The Cheshuki Chemed brings down a fascinating story. He says that there was one day a woman shows up at the office of the Chevra Kedisha in Herzliya, and she informs them that her husband just passed away, and she wants to bring him to Kfuras Yisrael. This was a woman who was obviously a woman who had just come to Yisrael from Russia, and they started having a conversation with this woman, and they saw that this woman was a Shemeres Torah Mitzvahs. She was a religious Jew. Right away, the Chevra Kedisha began to do the Tahara, to take care of the Nifter, to bring him to Kfuras Yisrael. They begin the Levaya, and there's nobody there. And they ask this woman, you don't have anybody to come to the Levaya? And she said, unfortunately, we have no family. We're not here such a long time in Eretz Yisrael. We didn't really develop any friendships, relationships with people here in Eretz Yisrael. And there's nobody that came to the Levaya. So the Chevra Kedisha says, we're going to start doing the Kfura. And the woman says, and there won't be any hesped on my husband. And they say, well, we didn't know your husband, so how can we say a hesped? So she says, I'll say the hesped. And she gets up and she says, Sasha, that was apparently her husband's name, only Hashem and I know the truth why we don't have any children at this Levaya. Because we lived wherever they lived in the Soviet Union, and there was no mikveh where we lived. And therefore, all the years, we never had relations. And that's why, because I could never go to the mikveh. And because of that, we don't have children. We see sometimes simple people, but they're very great people, how they do what they have to do, even at such significant issue, even though it's so significantly difficult. In fact, he quotes that Rav Moshe, when he was in Russia and there was no mikveh anymore, obviously the authorities did not allow for a mikveh, but then they had built a public pool, and one of the engineers who built the pool was apparently a religious Jew or somewhat connected. And what he did was, he built the pool that it should be considered a kosher mikveh b'diavad. Rav Moshe, all those years, 5 years, did not have relations with his wife during that entire period, because again, it wasn't a mikveh that was l'chatchila. But he still would send his wife to use that mikveh, even though it wasn't a kosher mikveh, that people should not be concerned about the mikveh. He himself took a chumrah upon himself, but he didn't want other people to take that chumrah on themselves. And furthermore, that when people wanted to follow his lead and not use the mikveh, he would tell them that they should use the mikveh. He said, why am I different? So Rav Moshe had a very interesting approach. He says that when he got married to his Rebbetzin, it was in a time that there was a kosher mikveh, 100% kosher mikveh. And they got married with that life, that they're going to be able to have a kosher mikveh to use. And if the mikveh is not 100%, that wasn't the way they got married, that wasn't the way they began their life together. You younger people, he would say, this is all that's unfortunately available here and now. And you're getting married with the understanding that that's the kind of mikveh you're going to have to use, and you may use it. So again, the Gemara wants to know, from where do we know that if a woman becomes a nida during the act of bia, you should be pirush be'eva meis? I'm a chizkiya, I'm a kra. It says the Gemara, the pasuk says, v'ti nidas olav, v'tamei shivis yavim. And as Tais explains, the word olav is superfluous to teach us afilu b'shas nidasa, even when she becomes a nida, tihi elav, remain there until the aver subsides. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechan, essay. The pasuk says with tihi nidasa olav, which is mitzvah essay. That how do we know mitzvah loisa say menelan? How do we know that there's a mitzvah loisa say involved? Amar papa amar kra loisikrav. Loisikrav lelisha ben nidasa tomasa loisikrav. Loisikrav nami loitifrosh. Who, that means that don't separate until the aver stops. The ksiv, haim krav alach atigosh ki kedashticha. The people would say to Yeshayahu, they would say, stay where you are and don't come close to me because you're a holy man and I am tamei. So we say, stay away. Here too, stay and remain quiet until it completely subsides. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Vizatas b'nei Yisroma Tumasam, Om Raboshia, Mikana Zorla b'nei Yisroel, Sherif Yishum, and it's the same, Samach Levestan. The halacha that we began our shiur with today, and that the Torah teaches us that a person is supposed to separate from his wife when she's expecting a period. The kama, and what does that mean? Amar Rabba Oina. And there's many explanations. What is the definition of an Oina? Some explain Oina means that during the 12-hour period that she's expecting her period, that's the time when they have to separate. And some say that Oina means that the 12-hour period before, that if she's expecting to see her period today, the night before she's already supposed to separate themselves. As we said earlier in the shir, there's machlokes rishonim. If when we're learning from this pasuk of Zaratos Bnei Yisrael, the halacha of Vestis, is that a deraisa or the rabbon? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kol she'ein parish mishta samach levestai. If somebody doesn't do this, I feel havel ebanim kibnei Aaron, even if they'll have children like Aaron had Kohen's children, mesim, they will pass away. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'zatis bnei yisom etumosom, and then the pasuk says, v'adavim bnei dosom, samachlei, and then the pasuk says, achum mishnei bnei Aaron. So see that the question, that there's a connection between having relations in such a situation and the children be passing away. And as I saw that the Mefarshim explained, we know that normally, layumsu obas abanim, ubanim layumsu alavaisam. So why should the children die? Because their parents did this aveira. So Mefarshim explained what the Gemara means to say is that the children who are born because of this aveira, that's to whom the Gemara is saying that the children who are born when the relations were during a time when they shouldn't have had relations, they will not survive. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, kol parish mishta samach levesta, but somebody who does follow this halacha, and when his wife is expecting a period, he separates himself from her, have a banim zacharim. They'll have banim zacharim. The ksiv, the pasuk says, l'havdol ben atomim ben atar, samach le, ishi kisazri av yolda zacha. Yeshuba, levi amar, have a banim aroim lahara. He will have children who could have hayrah that could be tamid chacham deksiv lahavdil ulahayrus. So as we've learned many times, when the Gemara speaks about bottom zucharim, the words bottom zucharim are sort of redundant. It should have said zucharim, and the Mefarshim explained what the Gemara means to say when it says havalei bottom zucharim. The difference in wording, the difference between zucharim and the kavis is zucharim are those that are mashpiyim. Zacharim are people who are doers, who are givers. And the kavis are the other way around, people who are receivers. What the Gemara is saying is that somebody who acts in this appropriate manner, heavenly bottom zacharim, that they will be people who will give off, who will be able to influence and lead Klal Yisrael. And that's very much in line when the Gemara says, lahavdil that will also be ruin leiro. They'll be tamid chachamim. They'll be rabbanim. Am Rav Chiya bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan kol amavdol yamim matzis shabbosus. Whoever makes havdolah matzis shabbos, havli banim zecharim. Again, because the pasuk says lahavdol ben kodesh lachol, k'siv chasam, and then the pasuk continues lahavdol ben atamid ben atar. V'samach leishik k'sazri v'yol dezacha. Rav Shuama banim ruim leiro. K'siv lahavdol ben kodesh lachol. Lawyers of Spina Yisrael. Amr Ben Yamin Ben Yefes. Amr Ben Lozer. Kamakash is Atzma Bishas Tashmish. Whoever does Tashmish the proper way, Heavenly Bonim Zacharim. Shnev Viskadishtem, Yisim Kadoshim. We should act in a manner of Kedusha. And if you act in a manner of Kedusha, Vesamachle Ishikis Azriya Vyel de Zacha. There are many explanations. What does it mean that he does it with Kedusha? The Pasha Pshat is that they do the Bia with Tznius. Another Pshat is that they don't do Bia by day. Another Pshat is that they don't do Bia if they first used the bathroom. Another Pshat is they don't do Bia, as we're learning in our Gemara, Samach Leveset, at a time. Not even during the Vesta, not only during the time when the period is expected, but even in another, even when it's Samach Leveset, as we said before, the 12-hour period before, they already refrain from doing Biyah.